Hi, amazing players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for June 14th, 2024. The nail polish this week is Black is Back, and the first time I had an episode by that name was in season 46. So, congratulations to my lovely Covenites, Rosie and Beekin, who guessed that in the nail polish color quiz. Was all the way back in 2021. I think it was the second season I ever covered on this podcast. Very exciting. All right, I think we're in for a short episode, so let's go. Vier Smith played her first match of the season against favorite Ma Tracer, who took 5 wins away. Mick Zenuck is still at the top of A Division.
Plunder.
Akuchi tied his first match of the season against Visionar, while Xerix won his match against J-Nails. Now, if there is ever going to be an upload of that match, I urge you to check out Game 1 because it gets all the style points for a rare, wondrous, and beautiful copper pileout. It was magical. There's another B1 match going on right as I'm recording this. In B2, Cyrusk tied against Zomsraft and won against Rust2, who in turn tied their match against Bobby DJ. Cyrusk is in first position currently. In C1, Earl and Swordfish Trombone deigned to play a match this week and tied. Looking forward to some more matches in that division. Actually, Nave and Will Wong are also up for Korngold's 2 Emix. Maybe they'll do a combined match. We'll see. There was no movement in C2. Come on, everyone! TS tied another match in C3, this one against Personman. TS is at the top for now. There was a lot of action in C4, where JSHS is having a rough go of it so far, losing both their matches against Lemonspawn and Count Mossula. Lemons tied a 4+ hour match against reigning D champion Zandark. I watched part of it and I was imagining someone like RTT playing and just losing his mind. Absolutely losing his mind. Count Mossula is at the top of C4 as of now. Over in D tier, Kikebo and Matt MM tied their match in D1. The Ultimate Geek is still in the lead. Tufta is at the top of D2 after a tie against favorite Mod Saldrosa, and the narrowest of wins against Iris42. Scumpy won their match against Mazeltov in D3. I think there was a match scheduled in D4, but it didn't end up happening, so Nizala is still in the lead. MCU Fly won their first match of the season and is therefore ahead in E1. The Xtrategist won their first match of the season in E2 and tied Kate 22-44 in first position. Mom of 5 played and won a full match in E3 and remains at the top of that division. DDL played one whole match and 2 partial ones in E4 this week. Jeb remains in the lead. Skitzelo won another match in E5 and remains in first position. Viking39 and yours truly played and tied 2 matches each. Kriesta won their first match of the season in E6 and scoots past Lauda to the temporary top. And in E7, Tony Wild won their first match. In Korngild's 2 E-Mix, Alex Kanga and 2 Duffman qualified for quarterfinals. C Champion of Hearts Catstealer already won their quarterfinal match in the upper consolation bracket, and Bintian 1 makes it to the quarterfinals of the lower consolation bracket. For my personal weekend games, I had a busy week. I played 2 league matches and my coven match. I tied the league matches and I made the mistake of asking favorite Machara for thoughts on the last one because he had watched. I had a good idea about what had cost me the games that I lost, but I felt pretty good about the games that I won. And then he was like, actually, this, and that, and this, and what were you doing there? And you should have done that, and you should have done this, da da da. And then I was sad, because that's how my brain works. And like, obviously he didn't. Like, obviously, he said, like, I wanted you to do this, and I think this would have been better, and stuff. Like, he didn't say you should have done this. But yeah, welcome to my brain. I'm playing Redly for Korngold's 2E tomorrow for the upper consolation bracket. And as promised, short episode. We've already reached SpecChat. As many of you know, there were elections for the EU Parliament last week, and as many of you know, they have gone very poorly. I'm very sad and frustrated and depressed. I worry about the future of my country, so I have been distracting myself a lot this week by watching Netflix and reading the current book club book. Shout out to Lemon Spawn. It's a very weird book. It's called Piranesi by Susanna Clark. And I'm very much looking forward to our book club discussion. And the very low stakes shows on Netflix I've been binging are Bridgerton and Perfect Match. The latter is a show that is infuriating in its own right. It's kind of an all-stars dating show from the Netflix universe. It's absolutely brainless. It's absolutely perfect. And then Bridgerton, of course, is extremely romantic. It has some snark, very nice set dressing and costumes. The second part of the third season has been released. And just as an anecdote, I watched the first batch on a flight where I was in a middle seat between an elderly guy to my right and a guy around my own age to my left who watched Fox News and proceeded to drink 3 vodkas on a 5.5-hour flight. Concerning. And there's a lot of sex on Bridgerton, but like I couldn't really position my phone in a way where the screen was shielded from both of my neighbors, and I don't even know if they paid any attention at all to what was going on. But yeah, I thought about that for a while. And now I wonder if the movie selection on planes is optimized in that regard at all. Like, no nudity, no sex or something? I mean, arguably, the US is much, much stricter about nudity than Germany. It's usually the reverse between nudity and violence, I would say, between these two countries. Anyway, if you have great media recommendations, let me know. I saw that there is an anime festival in one of our art house theaters right now, so I'm thinking of watching a bunch of movies there. I haven't decided yet if I should use the opportunity to watch one of the classics, or like more, on the big screen, like Nausicaa, Akira, Ghost in the Shell, Mononoke, or watch something I don't know yet. And I guess I could just do both. And here I'll stop rambling. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Happy birthday to the birthday boy! You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am @Trumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!